In the original Village People, instead of the cop, it was a pierogi chef. And then they had to switch it. Some legal entanglement. I don't understand it.
I am not betting you anymore, but I wish I was, because I would say $10 as Mr. Pierogi's going to join the Village People for that
appearance.
Wouldn't
that be a nice closer? That would be a great closer.
Would. Ashley Esqueda is here from CNET TV, host of Tomorrow Daily. And how are you, young lady?
I'm good. How are you two?
We're fine. We're upset, Ashley. You know why? Verizon outbid us for Yahoo by $20.
Oh, you know, it was a really close. You know what, though? You can't win them all, can you?
Can't win them all. No, you can't.
Yeah, Verizon bought Yahoo. So or at least they will as soon as everything goes through, approval by shareholders, regulators, things like that. But they announced on Monday, they have been talking about it for a long time. Verizon will buy Yahoo. They're going to pay $4.83 billion in cash, which,
wow,
again, just $20 more,
yep,
than the,
we just
than
missed
the
it.
$4.8829 billion that you guys offered.
Yep.
It'll include Yahoo Mail. It'll have Fantasy Sports. The photo storage site Flickr, which I think a lot of people don't actually realize is owned by Yahoo, unless they use it all the time. And also Yahoo Search. And then their advertising technology. So they're buying sort of the core Yahoo business that we see here in the States.
Maybe it's just me, but I didn't think Yahoo was so popular anymore. I thought other search, like I always use Google.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahoo, is it worth the money?
You know, that's a really good question. And I think there's been a lot of debate about that. Obviously, Yahoo is one of the internet's oldest brands. It was
Yahoo!
Really, really... Exactly. Everybody remembers it. So as long as we were alive to remember it, most of like kids today, I don't know. They're like, I don't know what that is. But yeah, I mean, Yahoo is one of the oldest brands that we remember on the internet. And some would say, you know, obviously that user base, the access to that advertiser information, things like that are very valuable to a company like Verizon, who has actually been doing not restructuring, so to speak. But one of the things they did this year was they sort of sold off its Fios infrastructure in a few states to Frontier. So here in California, I used to have Verizon Fios, and now I have Frontier Fios. And then they also took a little bit of a hit in terms of their mobile and wireless business. So they're sort of looking for ways to diversify their portfolio. So in that way, obviously a company like Yahoo would be very valuable to them. But on the flip side of that, like you guys said, yes, Yahoo has been struggling quite a bit recently in the last few years. And so this is kind of it's an interesting buy. And Verizon also owns AOL.
They still exist.
It seems like they're kind of running around snatching up 90s internet companies,
yes,
which is hilarious.
And if anybody's listening and is still paying a monthly fee for AOL, this comes up a couple times a year.
Yeah.
Call them and stop paying. I ran into somebody a few months ago who was like, oh, yeah, I pay the monthly fee. I said, why? It's free now.
Right.
But you don't know that. That was the only way to get online before.
Yep.
So call them and say you want to opt out. And there should be a class action suit. There really should be.
I just got an AOL install disk in the mail yesterday. I'm not even going to use it now. You've talked me out of it.
Yeah, don't use that, Bill.
Don't use it.
It makes a, you know, though, it makes a great coaster.
All right. I'll use it as a coaster.
Or a Frisbee.
Very retro. Very retro coffee table coaster.
Ashley, we just had Comic-Con in San Diego, which is like the biggest comic book show in the world. It's held every year in July. What do we learn from this year's Comic-Con?
Oh my gosh! Well, 130,000 people attended Comic-Con this year, which is a lot, and there were so many different things that we saw. So, one of the things that we saw was obviously we had been talking about Pokemon Go recently. And Pokemon Go is a very big part of the show. Lots of attendees playing Pokemon Go. There were themed pub crawls and things like that. But for me, I thought it was kind of odd, like kind of in this theme of 1990s, kind of making a resurgence here. We saw a bunch of nostalgia at Comic-Con this year, which was, you know, we've seen some throwbacks and reboots and remakes. But for people around my age, Double Dare, they had props from Double Dare. They recreated Double Dare. They had Mark Summers out there.
Oh, I loved that show.
Yeah, they had the idol from Legends of the Hidden Temple. They had Olmec, the big stone face from Legends of the Hidden Temple. There was a sneak peek of the new Power Rangers movie. They're bringing back The Tick to Amazon. So this is like a really big resurgence of 90s sort of this like 90s, if you were 10 to 15, somewhere in the mid 90s, like this is all for you. And then, but then there were also other things like really big franchises bringing in new stuff. So the Wonder Woman trailer was really the talk of the show.
I mean, was it?
It was huge. Yeah, people just absolutely loved it. It was pretty universally acclaimed. People were saying it looks great. The movie looks awesome, which obviously DC is looking for a little bit of a rebound after Batman v Superman sort of got savaged at the box office.
Yeah.
Well, it made a lot of money, but critically, it wasn't received as well as I think DC and Warner Brothers would have hoped. But there is a lot of good in what we saw from the Wonder Woman trailer, the Justice League trailer, which we got to see a little bit of that movie as well. And we, of course, are going to see Suicide Squad next week. So,
Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, the one with the Joker and Harley Quinn and all the villains of DC. And then we also saw a really great panel for Star Trek, which now has a name. It's called Star Trek Discovery. That's the new TV show that's going to be coming to CBS All Access next year.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, full disclosure, that CBS is our parent company of CNET. But I am also a big Trekkie, so this is very exciting. And the guy who was the showrunner on Hannibal and Pushing Daisies, Brian Fuller, is going to be heading up this show. So it seems it's going to be a really exciting maybe return to form if you liked The Next Generation. So this, cool. I'm really looking forward to
that
Star Trek.
That looks good. And full disclosure, I'm owned by Nabisco, just so you know, Ashley.
Fair enough.
I liked Star Trek The Next Generation. I thought that was a really good show, and I'm not a Trekkie at all. But
it was great.
The original, of course, is campy and great, but but I like Next Generation. I didn't really do Deep Space Nine or any Voyager. I didn't do any of that.
I think everyone can agree that Captain Picard is one of the most inspiring space captains of all time.
Yes.
So I see where you're going with
yes.
that.
Number one, to the bridge.
Oh, very good, Wendy. Very, very good. speaking of Nintendo, Ashley, I saw this unit. It's the old Nintendo, but it's about a third of the size of the old one. I guess this is coming out for Christmas. It plays 40 games. It looks really cool. Have you seen this?
Oh, my gosh. This is maybe my favorite thing that I've seen Nintendo do. I will say that I feel like Nintendo should have done this about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But better late than never. I'll take it. This is a and actually there's a new there's two announcements. One of them was a little bit of a surprise this morning. So Nintendo is going to be making a handheld palm-sized NES. It looks just like the old 1980s console.
Yeah.
And it has a full-size controller with it. And it's exactly the width of the actual console. That's how, if you remember the size of an NES controller.
Yeah.
That's the size, that's the width of that little console. It's tiny. And it'll have 30 games loaded onto it. You won't be able to download games from the internet, but it's all of Nintendo's best classics, their first-party titles. So the first Legend of Zelda, Legend of Zelda 2, Mario, Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3, Metroid. I mean, there's all kinds of great, great titles on this, and it's going to be $60.
Oh,
so
wow.
It'll be a really hot holiday item, I'm sure.
When does that come out? I'm going to order it now so
the
I can...
fall.
Oh, okay.
It'll come out this November, so, and it'll be $60 here in the States. And then this morning, Sega Mega Drive, or the Genesis, if you remember the Sega Genesis, they're going to make a tiny Sega. They're going to make a tiny Sega, and it's going to have, but it'll be compatible with old Sega Genesis cartridges. So you'll be able to use your old carts that you've had.
Oh, excellent.
Thank God I can play Toad Jam and Earl and Cool Spot once again.
Yep.
The little spot from 7-Up.
Right. I remember that game. Wow.
All right. With this Nintendo, this mini palm-sized Nintendo, are the games preloaded into it?
Yes, they're preloaded.
Okay.
And like I said, there'll be 30 games. 30 games, and they're some of the classics that Nintendo has had in the past, but you won't be able to download new games to it. So it's one of those things where you're not going to be able to plug your little tiny NES to the, you know, like log into the internet and download more games like you would on a Wii U. It's just those 30 games. So it's like a fun little nostalgia bit that if you really miss playing, and they've all been sort of upscaled so that they look a lot better. You're going to see a lot more. It's obviously the graphics haven't been redone. They've just been cleaned up.
I loved Sonic the Hedgehog, and it's very Sonic. My nephew is now in his mid-20s, and for one year for Christmas, as an adult, he wanted red Adidas with the white stripes because it was the same kind of shoe that Sonic
sure,
wore.
Sure, of course.
So millennials love their video games.
Yeah, I guess so.
I might be too old.
We do.
That's a lot of good news, Ashley. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's great talking to you guys. Talk to you next week.
It's Ashley Escada, senior editor over at CNET TV, host of Tomorrow Daily. Go to CNET.com for all your tech needs. We'll be back after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.